Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 1:39. Chad Hartman back here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And the fabulous Belle Jensen is with us. She is the owner of Care 11. Not a lot of people realize this. In fact, I'm breaking the news today that she owns all of Care 11. And she is the president, she is the general manager, and this weather gig is just a little side piece. Belle is with us.
Yep, I'm
on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When precisely, Belle, did you buy Care 11?
Well, you know, they needed help with the janitorial situation and the lawn care, and I thought I could do it all.
Well,
I could do it all.
One of the last times we talked, speaking of janitorial, you talked about how much of your life is spent cleaning up after your dogs. Is that still taking place?
You know, I actually have a really sad note on that. We, about a month ago, lost our puppy to kidney failure. And so now I only have one puppy, and he is literally panting next to me on the couch right now.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. It was really tough. Yeah, so basically we're down to half. So that happened.
We have a bit of a similar story. Charlie is a dog that more often than not is at my ex-wife's house, but he's like my dog, too. And when we used to live very close, Charlie was here all the time, and I absolutely adore Charlie, and I'm with Charlie a ton. Mm-hmm. Charlie is approaching 14.
Wow.
And his breathing is getting more labored, and he's had two ACLs repaired. Yeah, I mean, this tells you how much I love him. I paid for his ACL repairs. And
that's what you do.
My oldest carried him down by the water the other day because he can't go down the stairs, so he carried him 100 steps down the water, and then he was down in the water, which he used to love. He injured his elbow, so he's limping, and he still is determined. He still knows what's going on, but we're facing that dilemma, Belle. You know, we're trying, and Kathleen tells me that Charlie's doing better today, but when it happens quickly, it's horrible. When you have the debate, we don't deserve them, but if you love dogs and they're a part of your life, they are an essential part of your family. They are your family.
They are, yeah. We're dog people over here, as you know. And, it's the one thing in the house that everyone can agree upon. It's the one thing in the house that if everything else is going awry, just hug the dog. And it's a good thing.
Right.
It's a good day, yeah. And when things are, difficult, too, there's such a calming sense and a happy thing. I will say, it was tragic. So he was only 2.5, and his name was Kenai, and just it was really difficult. But yeah, so we have Coda. He's 4.5. He's phenomenal, yeah. And that's what I got going on with him. He's loving this cooler weather. He's been outside a lot more with this cooler weather here as October has come around finally.
He probably misses his pal, right?
I don't think so. He's really dumb. Okay. I mean, I'm being real honest, and I'm happy about that because he's kind of oblivious. He has a lot more attention from me now, too, which I think he likes. So, Bernese Mountain Dog is our breed of choice, and gosh, are they just, they're such a wonderful dog.
I'm going to say that the last 5 weeks, one of the greatest stretches of weather in the history of Minnesota. I have no credibility to it. I have no data, but for 5 weeks, this is a rarity. It was the bluest skies, 70s and 80s. If it rained, it rained a little, and it rained a night. And I will add the caveat, and I know this, that it's so dry in some areas, it's a concern. So I don't want to downplay that. But if hopefully everything stays safe for those folks where the, you know, the red alerts and the fire alerts, I don't think we can have better weather than we've had the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Mother Nature redeemed herself because, you know, June wasn't great. I mean, it rained on the 4th of July. I mean, so our surplus is still at around 5.5 inches for the year. So we're below average. It was the, and I do have the facts, it was the warmest and driest September on record. It was the 10th driest month in Minnesota history. It was, when it comes to sunny or partly sunny days, we had 27 of 30 days. It was awesome. Remarkable. Ever since the fair ended, basically, it just, it was an amazing stretch. We deserved it. It was great. You know, sure enough, we've gone from zero drought to 43% of the state is now abnormally dry, and parts of the state are under a moderate drought. But you do have to understand that we still do have a surplus. And I am not a farmer, but I spoke to some ag folks, and what they told me is, you know, for timing purposes, for most farmers, this dry spell was perfect because typically,
okay, good.
This is harvest time. They're out there harvesting. They have been for weeks, and they didn't have to pick and choose days. They could go on any day. There was no muddy fields. There was no rainouts. And then a lot of times they have to pay to dry some of the crops, and Mother Nature just did that for them. So those factors and timing were good for most of the agriculture. Now, as we go into winter, if you are a homeowner and you planted a bunch of new trees or you have a bunch of new perennials in the ground, you're going to want to continue to water those until the ground is frozen. And for sure, we need to do that because we're going to go into winter and we don't want the new perennials or the new trees or any tree to be parched as we freeze up the ground. But, you know, La Nina is settling in. And so that does mean it's going to the probability is that it's going to be a snowier and colder than, well, we're basically going to go back to actually having winter. Last winter was the warmest winter in history, as we know. Second warmest, the warmest that any of us have ever experienced. And we all know that there was lack of all winter. A lot of people thought it was phenomenal, but guess what? Minnesota needs to have winter. A lot of people had a very difficult time with no winter. I mean, a lot of businesses, a lot of corporations, a lot of, you know, people couldn't do what the things they wanted to do. Resorts were empty. The lakes weren't frozen. The snowmobilers were, you know, you couldn't sell snowmobiles. I mean, the only places that had snow were the ski resorts where they made it. So anyway, we're going back to winter. And so with that said, I don't think that we'll be lacking precipitation. So I don't think that's a big issue. And that's what's coming our way. We're going from neutral. We're going from a big La Nina winter into neutral where we have been sitting for a couple of months. And now La Nina, meaning a cooling of the Pacific Ocean is starting to settle in and will move into a La Nina winter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our friend Bell Jensen is here. Let's talk, Helene. As you're still looking at this from afar, and just the staggering amount of water, and the staggering damage, and the size of this storm, what stands out most to you?
I continue to be absolutely baffled. Not baffled. Baffled is the wrong word. I continue to be so upset and disturbed by what I am seeing in North Carolina, the western edge of North Carolina, the Appalachia area, Tennessee, Kentucky. I think there's a lot of things we still don't know. I think there are a lot of people still missing. I think this body count is going to be, this death count is going to be much higher than it is right now. Yeah. So what happened is so people are like, what happened? Like what the heck happened? You know, like how could have this happened? Why is this?
Right.
Why? Okay. So what happened was last Thursday night, a Category 4 hurricane came into the Big Bend region, which is pretty unpopulated in Florida. Now, if you're friends with anybody that lives on that western edge of Florida, basically from north of Fort Myers all the way to the Big Bend, they were affected by that 10 to 15 foot storm surge. The storm was massive coming into Florida. But what we saw, what was going to happen is it was moving so fast that it was going to be beneficial rain-wise because of the speed of the hurricane. So the hurricane came in as a Category 4, moving at 23 miles per hour moving north. And it was 11 p.m. on the East Coast when it hit, 10:05 our time. I was on the news when it made landfall last Thursday. Then what happened was it roared through Georgia in the middle of the night, and it kept its forward speed. And so there were tornadoes, there was rain, there was wind. It kept diminishing down from a Category 4, Category 3, Category 2, Category 1. Now it's a low, it's basically a very strong low pressure center. And then it hit a weather pattern that made it stop. And now it's Friday afternoon. And remember that even before the hurricane hit on Thursday at 11 p.m., it was already raining out ahead of it for a day and a half in North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Right.
So if you consider that it rained from Wednesday to Saturday, because as the low stalled out and kept spinning, all of that moisture from the Gulf, which is currently at 86 degrees. So think about the moisture that that massive storm picked up. The eye wall to the point where there wasn't hurricane winds was 60 miles all the way around that eye. Massive storm. It stopped, it died, and basically all of the water came out in a mountainous topography that had little towns and rivers and railroads and roads all within every single ravine, and every single river was swelled to capacities that it's never swelled to before, because if you consider that that area did receive between 23 to 31 inches of rain in 3 days. We've received 31 inches of rain in the last 10 months.
Yeah.
And they got it in 3 days.
Yeah. I got to
so
jump
that's,
in.
That's what happened.
I'm just running out of time. With 20 seconds to go, is this a one-off or are more of these coming?
Well, with that water temperature, I mean, it they could. But the good news about La Nina is it does break down the tops of the hurricanes. And so the hurricane season this year will probably not be as bad as they thought it was going to be, which is great news. Great news there. But, yes, these storms are massive. There's no question.
Thanks, my friend. Always great to catch up. Hope all is well. Watch you tonight on Care 11. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Bell Jensen here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.